Hi, and welcome to Relatable, a podcast dedicated to simplifying the complexities of modern everyday relationships. What if being great at relationships was easy for you? How would that change your life? How would that impact the people you love? I'm Fiona Lukies. Join me as I pull back the curtain on how easy it is for you to up your relationship game so you can enjoy effortless relationships with anyone in your life and become more relatable. Hello, everybody. It's Fiona Lukies here, and welcome to today's episode of Relatable. I want to run a scenario by you. Just earlier this week, I had a client reach out to me who was in some distress because a beloved pet of theirs was really unwell. Now, this is a pet that they've had for many, many, many years. That pet had stopped eating and was in a pretty poor state, and she was very distressed, this client. She reached out to me and said, "Oh, Fiona, this is one of my best buddies, and I just can't imagine life without them." We were messaging back and forth because I have a private messaging app that my private clients use to communicate to me with in between sessions. What was interesting about where the messages went was, I think it was the next day after we'd been messaging, she reached out and said, "Oh my goodness, my pet is showing signs of improvement. They're now eating. They're now doing this, this, this. I'm so relieved, and I want to share every moment of their improvement with my partner. My partner isn't really interested," which I find absolutely bizarre. And I sat with that for a moment, and I started reflecting on something that I see so much in my practice. I see this all the time with clients who begin with me, new students who start in my Relatable program, prospective clients who are reaching out to me looking for assistance. And that is the fact that we all live in completely separate realities. In fact, there is not one singular way to see the world. There are unlimited ways of viewing anything. And let me say that again. There are unlimited ways of viewing anything. Unlimited. And I think this is something we do not appreciate enough. I don't think we understand that as human beings, we are never seeing the world the way the world is. We are only ever seeing the world the way we are. This is a very, very important distinction that I'm just making here. So I'm going to say it again. As human beings, we are never, ever seeing the world the way the world is. We are only ever seeing the world the way we are. This is one of the foundational reasons why no two people see anything ever, and I mean literally anything ever, in the same way. And it doesn't matter if you're with your best friend and you feel like you have everything in common, you share the same jokes, you finish each other's sentences, you think that you see everything the same way. It's physically impossible for two people to see anything the same way. It's impossible. Okay? Impossible. Yet we continuously operate out of the assumption that the people around us see our reality, that the people around us see the world the way we do. This is an assumption that causes untold damage and havoc in our relationships. People operating off an assumption that what they are seeing is what everyone else can see, or what they are seeing is more true, more correct than what someone else is seeing, where we start judging someone else's experience of the same thing, because we fall into the trap that because it looks so real to me, because I feel so passionate about this, because I am experiencing this a certain way, this is the truth. Now, one of the things that's so important for you to understand is there is no truth. There is no the truth. That is an illusion, right? There are more illusions in this world than there are truths, let me tell you. That is an illusion because there is no one way to see anything. There are unlimited ways of viewing anything, unlimited ways of viewing anything. You only have to go into an art class. My mother's an artist, and so I've seen my mother doing live drawing classes, and I've been in a room when she's been drawing a live model, and there's been other people drawing. Even though they're looking at the same model, they each have a completely different drawing, completely different. Someone's drawing will emphasize the model's torso more, or someone else's drawing will emphasize the model's back, or someone's drawing will emphasize the shape of the head or the nose or the hands. Everybody has a completely different reality of the exact same thing. You never ever come across two people drawing anything the exact same way, ever. And this is something that I don't think we appreciate enough, because in the heat of the moment, the understanding that we live in separate realities, that no two people ever see the world the same way, flies out the window. And I guess this happens because of the charm or hypnotic effect of reality itself, right? We assume everyone has the same reality. We assume that everyone sees what we see. Now, the big reason why is because of the distinction that I said before. We are never ever seeing the world the way the world is. We are only ever seeing the world the way we are. And the way we are is a very changeable thing, okay? This is something, again, we don't appreciate enough. Our experience, our reality is changing all the time. Our level of awareness is changing all of the time. And as our awareness changes, I sort of say to people, our level of awareness is like a big lung. It breathes in and it breathes out. It breathes in and it breathes out. Now, when your level of awareness, and by awareness, I mean the things that you can see and understand, when it shrinks, as it does, when it takes a big breath in, all you can see is anything to do with the me, with you, with what should have happened, what someone else should have done, why didn't they do this, how come they didn't understand what I was saying, why couldn't they see what I see, how could they have done that, this is ridiculous, this is bizarre, that's right. We're very focused on the me. When our level of awareness expands out, our view expands. I want you to imagine your view expands, and you're not just focused on the me, you're focused on the we. That's what happens when our level of awareness breathes out like this expansive lung. And all of a sudden, your ability to comprehend, understand grows exponentially. But when that takes another breath in, you're back to only seeing the me, anything to do with you. You do not have the ability to see the we. So this is an ever-changing thing, and it's an ever-changing thing for each and every person. So that also impacts our reality, because when my level of awareness retracts, and this is something that's quite automatic, it's happening in all of us and we don't even realize it, right? It's one of those things we're kind of at the mercy of. When my level of awareness retracts, I cannot see someone else's reality. I'm going to find that very hard. All I'm going to see is my reality, and all I'm going to see or I'm going to experience is this level of confusion or upset or bewilderment as to why something doesn't matter as much to someone else as it does to me. A bit like my client with her pet. She was saying, I want to share my pet's improvement with my partner. I want to share every little thing, and my partner isn't interested. I find it bizarre. And I sat there and went, you know, actually, and I say this with love and care for my client, because so many of us feel the same way, have the same experience, where we think, why doesn't this matter to someone else the way it does to me? Well, because they're literally not seeing it the way you are. They have a completely different experience. And the thing that you need to understand is, just because someone else's experience is different to yours, it's not about it being right, wrong, good, bad. It's just different. We're the one that adds the meaning to it. And when our level of awareness is low, when we are in that retracted state of mind and we're focused on the me, the meaning we're going to put in it is something along the lines of, well, I can't believe that doesn't matter to you. I can't believe you couldn't understand how important that was to me. I can't believe how selfish you are. Why wouldn't you have realized that this mattered to me? What is the matter with you? Can't you tell? Blah, blah, blah. We're very judgmental. We're very self-righteous. We're very indignant, because in that moment, it looks like our reality is the reality. In other words, the reality, the only reality. You've forgotten that there is no such thing as the reality or the only reality. There are unlimited realities, unlimited versions of the same thing, unlimited. It is impossible for there to be a reality or the reality. And it is impossible for your reality to be better than somebody else's. It's only better if you say so. And just because you say so doesn't make that true, all right? It's so important to see that different realities are not about right, wrong, good, bad. It's just recognizing that everybody sees things differently. No two people see things the same way. No two people have the same thinking about anything ever. And, you know, we live in the reality of our thinking. And so when my thinking is very focused on the me, I'm going to have that kind of a reality. When my thinking is focused on the we, I'm going to have a very different reality. It's going to be far more understanding. It's going to be far more compassionate. It's going to be far more empathetic. I'm going to have a much better ability to listen, a much better ability to hold space for something that's different, instead of shutting down, deciding that it, because it's different, it's wrong, deciding that I know better, that my reality is better. I'm going to show up completely differently without the judgment, without the angst. I'm going to have far more understanding, right? This is so, so, so important. And so when I came back to my client's message of, it's so bizarre that my husband doesn't see this the way I do it, it's not as important to them, I thought to myself, actually, It's actually bizarre that we should even expect someone to see things the way we do. That's what's actually bizarre. Because once you understand separate realities, once you understand the way we create our reality, and this is very important because every human being creates their reality exactly the same way. The operating system of a human being is exactly the same. Okay, it is. This is why I say to my clients, you know, once you have this understanding, it's like learning how to drive a manual car. You can get in and out of any different type of car, whether it be a Ford or a Toyota or a BMW or a Porsche, it doesn't matter. If you know how to drive a manual car, you will know how to drive that car. Doesn't matter what brand it is. Okay. Once you understand the operating system of a human being, you take that understanding into each and every relationship you have. And this is so, so, so important, because the more deeply you understand the operating system, the more deeply you understand what's going on, right, your level of awareness grows, which has you far more expansive in what you can see, which has you show up in a calmer, clearer, grounded, more compassionate way, with a lot more humility and grace. Once I truly saw that no two people see the world the same way. Literally no one. And the one thing you cannot copy is another person's thinking. It's impossible to do so. Impossible to do so. Because thought is something you don't have control over. You just don't. I know there's a lot of personal development programs and a lot of things out there that will tell you that you can. Well, I'm telling you, you can't. And this misunderstanding causes an awful lot of suffering in our lives and in our relationships, because it puts people in battle with themselves. People in battle with their emotional state, people in battle with their reality, people resisting their experience. And once we resist our experience, our level of suffering increases exponentially, no matter what that experience is. Now, when we don't understand separate realities, I cannot tell you how important this is. It's something I consider to be so important that I devoted a chapter to this in my ebook, The Three Keys to Emotional Freedom: How to Stop Overthinking, Step Out of Relationship Overwhelm, and Get Your Power Back. Because when we can see the power of separate realities, the way we experience each other changes exponentially. It's truly extraordinary what that does. Now, I know it can be a shock when we realize for the first time that no one else has the exact same perspective of the world that we have. So many of us live under the assumption that how we see the world is how everyone sees the world. But really, our reality is as unique and individual as our fingerprint. It truly, truly is. This is a very, very important thing to understand when it comes to our relationships and really in the way we show up to life. Because when you don't understand this, this is what happens. You take other people's perspective very personally. You see it as an attack on you. You see it as a lack of love or a lack of care. We put unbelievable meaning on something that's actually very, very innocent. Okay? Very, very innocent. And it is this lack of understanding of separate realities that has been the downfall of more relationships than anything else in the world. This lack of understanding causes absolute havoc, because when you take something personally, when you work off an assumption that someone sees what you can see, and they're choosing not to help you or understand or listen, what you are saying is they don't care about me. I don't matter. I'm not important. They're selfish. And this is what you start to show up and reflect out into the world energetically. And as I've said to many of my clients, it's our energy that enters the room before we do. And the energy that we bring is our biggest blind spot. Most people have no comprehension of the energy that they are bringing or the flavor that they're bringing. And it is the one thing that once you see can cause change so profoundly and so quickly. I struggle to even put it into words. I see it each and every day in my practice with the students in my Relatable program, because I teach this in far more depth than I can do here, where people are able to see it. We talk about it on our live calls. The penny drops and people are like, oh my goodness. I've been judging someone else's reality. I've been operating off an assumption that my reality is better and that if their reality isn't the same as mine, then it should be. And so you start to see that and you start to realize how incredibly arrogant it is to assume that yours is better or you know better. And of course, this isn't something that we do on purpose. It's all very innocent. This lack of understanding causes havoc. And the thing you've got to understand is separate realities, it's really nothing more than different pictures that we create with our thinking. It's not necessarily good or bad, right or wrong. It's just different. When we can't understand this, we really, really do destroy goodwill because we take things personally. We come from judgment. A lot of resentment seeps in, indignation, self-righteousness. Our tone becomes very judgmental. Our energy becomes very attacking. We make people wrong. And when you show up that way, you start destroying goodwill. And goodwill is the foundation of every single relationship in the planet. It is. And so, you know, what you want to be able to do is be super, super, super good at creating goodwill and creating good feelings. But I'm telling you, you absolutely fundamentally need to understand the power of separate realities in order to be able to do that. Now, when we see and understand separate realities, we become more humble. We become a lot more forgiving because we start to realize that our reality is not the only one. We get off our high horse. We stop coming from a place of arrogance. We live our lives more gracefully. And I can tell you right now, we need a lot more humility and grace in the world. We really, really do. From everyone. Humanity itself needs a lot more humility and a lot more grace. And you know, when you come from that place, we stop getting offended. We stop judging. We stop blaming and criticizing. And we stop justifying our version of things. We stop doing all of that. Now, when you start showing up to someone and you don't feel the need to justify, prove, or defend something, that is a relationship that goes to a completely different level. Because the truth is, most people spend their time justifying, defending, and proving themselves. We spend more time doing that than we do understanding how to create goodwill, understanding the way things work, looking at the me versus the we. Because the truth of the matter is, and I talk about this in my ebook, you do not need to see things the same way in order to feel close to another person. That is not a requirement for connection. That's an illusion. That's a myth. That somehow you've got to see things the same way. That's an absolute illusion and myth. And you know, one of the first things I teach in Relatable is this. It blows people away because all of a sudden, the judgment starts to fall away. The angst starts to fall away. The upset starts to fall away. People start to live in a completely different feeling. They stop projecting self-righteousness and indignation and judgment onto another human being. And relationships flourish. People start bringing out the best instead of the worst in each other. And I truly, truly, truly do believe that until you have brought out the best in somebody else, you do not know what that relationship is capable of. I'm not just talking about your intimate ones. I'm talking about your relationship with your children, with work colleagues, with in-laws, family members, friends. When you understand that the key is bringing out the best in someone, and you understand how we create our reality, the operating system of a human being, separate realities, goodwill, those things which are the foundational pieces of understanding that we need in order to create incredible relationships, Well, that's just a whole different level of well-being, a whole different way of showing up in the world, and a completely different way to be in relationship with anybody from. And you know, I got to tell you, it feels absolutely amazing. Anyway, everybody, I hope this has been helpful. If you would like to know more about my online program, Relatable, where I teach this over 8 weeks and see some of the amazing reviews and comments that people have to say about the program and how they tell me it's literally been the best thing they've ever done, you can go to my website, fionalukies.com.au/relatable. Or you can check out my Facebook page, Fiona Lukies, where I do Facebook Lives every Friday at 1:30 p.m. Australian Eastern Daylight Savings Time at the moment. Thanks so much for listening. See you next time. Thank you for listening to today's episode of Relatable, where we are committed to taking the stress and confusion out of relationships. If you're keen to find out more, the best place to start is to head on over to my website, fionalukies.com.au, where you can download my free Relationship Masterclass video series or join the waitlist for Relatable, my brand new online program where I personally take you through how to have a great relationship with anyone.